This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Q-munity Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Q-munity Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. A man who made fake text messages to cover up his boyfriend's murder is currently on trial. Matthew Leveson hasn't been seen after going missing in 2007 from a Darlinghurst club, and partner Michael Atkins is alleged to be behind his murder. CCTV footage backs up the accusation as the 46-year-old fronts the Supreme Court in New South Wales.
A same-sex domestic violence conference has looked at issues surrounding domestic violence in the gay community. The Sydney conference was organised by reps from a range of community and government organisations. Presenters spoke about the hidden nature of same-sex domestic violence and the need to bring it out into the open. With a third of gay men and lesbians experiencing domestic violence, the conference addressed the issue from legal, medical and social perspectives.
Jeff Kennett's off the hook for now, with a gay rights activist dropping charges against him. Gary Burns not able to continue his legal complaint as he doesn't have the money to keep the Hawthorne president in court. Kennett has still come under fire for his comments, which he refused to apologise for after comparing homosexuality to pedophilia.
The National LGBT Health Alliance is after your input to help decide how best to spend its money. The Alliance has $350,000 from the government to help explain the recent same-sex law reforms. It wants the community's help to shape a national education campaign about the changes to 85 laws that came into effect in July. You've got until September 22 to complete the online survey. Go to lgbthealth.org.au and follow the links.
It's still early days, but two newly discovered antibodies could mark the end of HIV. Aussie researchers say the discovery by US scientists is a step forward in the fight against the virus, which as many as one in five gay men don't know they have. Melbourne University's Damien Purcell has told the ABC he's excited about the finding.
The target it binds to is a very, very susceptible kink in the HIV's armour. As a vaccine developer, we now only have to achieve a relatively lower level of antibodies to this target to stop the virus.
Uruguay has cleared the way for gays to adopt, with its Congress giving a new law the thumbs up. The law swept through the Senate with a vote 17-6 in favour. Uruguay is Latin America's most progressive nation, having legalised same-sex civil unions in December 2007. It's now up to the president to sign the new adoption bill and announce its starting date.
The openly gay bishop of the Episcopal Church in the US is again in the spotlight. Gene Robertson was ordained in 2003 after coming out almost a decade earlier, and has spoken out after a TV network did not broadcast his words in Barack Obama's inauguration. He says there's no bad blood.
I was honoured to be there. I was honoured that the new president invited me. Lots of people saw it on YouTube, even if they didn't see it on HBO.
UK PM Gordon Brown has apologised to Alan Turing, a World War II codebreaker. Brown made the apology in response to a petition signed by thousands. Turing committed suicide in 1954 after being convicted of gross indecency with another man. He was instrumental in breaking German codes that helped determine the outcome of the war. The PM said that Turing and thousands of other gay men had been treated terribly.
Briefly in other news, John Howard has hit out at Kevin Rudd, saying the PM is taking the Liberals' economic achievements for granted. Ellen DeGeneres has been named as the new judge on US American Idol to replace Paula Abdul when the ninth season gets underway in January next year. National assessment scores are out, with 1 in 10 Aussie school kids failing to meet reading, writing and literacy standards. And the Stonewall Awards will be held in London in early November, with the gongs for Bigot and Hero of the Year to be revealed.
To QNN Sport, unconfirmed reports from the IAAF claim that the South African winner of the women's 800 metres at the recent World Aths Championships is a hermaphrodite. The IAAF has said it's still examining the test results and will make a formal statement in November. In the meantime, experts are responding to Caster Semenya's predicament by saying it could change the way athletes are classified.
We have to rethink what we mean by gender and sex when it comes to sport.
That's Patricia Wirrakoon from Sydney Uni's Sexual Health Department. It's do or die time in the AFL, with the Final Four battling it out in this weekend's prelim finals for the right to play in the grand final, and Melbourne and Adelaide kick off the A-League seventh round in Adelaide on Friday night.
If you're listening to Q&N, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
That's Q&N for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Q-munity Network News.
This has been the Q-munity Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.